This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Gosnell, the movie telling the Philadelphia story of a prolific abortionist and murderer, continues to break the mold, playing in far fewer theaters than any of the top 20 movies out over the weekend. Gosnell made the coveted top 10 list. However, that's not stopping major media outlets from their blackout, so the duty continues to fall to life issue advocates to continue promoting the movie. The vast majority of Americans do not even know why. Dr. Gosnell is in prison for life. The Indiana law struck down in federal court would ban abortion when done specifically to kill disabled children like those diagnosed with Down syndrome. While Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are condemning the law, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill wants the U.S. Supreme Court to take an appeal and restore what Hill and others believe is a reasonable restriction on abortion. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Red Rose protesters were looking forward to laying out in court exactly why they trespassed on abortion clinic property, praying and offering roses to abortion-minded women in the clinic of notorious abortionist Stephen Chase Brigham. Prosecutors folded up their case, saying no witnesses from the clinics were available. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.